As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, April the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions, when we can find them, where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Still trying to work my way through all of the emails I've got logged in. Anyway, for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647 is that postal zip zone. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media out of Media Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Well, we're out there. There's lots of ways to listen to the broadcast, all the various little apps and things that you can do. Just go up and look at oraclebroadcasting.com, choose your poison, and get with it. Anyway, our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals and crude open lower this morning. The U.S. dollar index is unchanged on various financial reports. We'll talk about all of that in a moment. The IMF, Bretton Woods, too. Continued frauds keep all of the economists on the ropes. And that's a good thing, isn't it? Back to basics, building the foundation for precinct-driven political activation. We'll talk about that again some more. As always, contemplating this idea of packing Uncle Sam's trunk. What do we put in Uncle Sam's trunk if we want to really send him packing? Visualizing greater freedom and less tyranny ahead. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. About 1 hour ago, found gold trading off $1.60 at $1,455.80 an ounce. $1,455.80 an ounce for gold. Silver up 13 cents at $40.79 a troy ounce. Platinum off $3 at $1,770. Palladium down as well, off $2 at $761. The lows and the highs in your gold spot market this morning, kind of a widening band, about $15 in here. $1,450 for a low, $1,466.60 for a high. But at $1,455.80, your gold is yet up $299.50 year-to-year for a 25.91% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the LBMA, LBMA.org, London Bullion Market Association, fixed the price at $1,457.50 for gold. And it's been trading anywhere near there or down below it, above it, a little bit around and back. A lot of action happening in the gold market this morning. The SPDR gold shares overnight, they paired off another 3.34 metric tons and claim this morning to be holding 1,212.96 metric tons.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, April the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com is all of our affiliate stations. Join us after the top of the hour news, weather, and sports break. Perhaps, anyway, after trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago, once again in review, gold was trading off $1.60 at $1,455.80 an ounce, silver up 13 cents at $40.79 an ounce. Platinum off $3 at $17.70, and palladium off $2 at $761. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 7 at 12,271. The NASDAQ closed up 17 at 2762, and the S&P 500 virtually flat at 1,314. Crude oil this morning dropping $1.19. That's the light sweet crude. West Texas Intermediate, as they say, delivered in the Oklahoma at the Cushing Hub. $105.92 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. U.S. dollar index this morning also ostensibly flat in the markets this morning at 74.99. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates for this morning. We find the Canadian loonie moving down a little bit, down 35 basis points, and yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.03. The Mexican peso, your multiplier this morning, is 11.80000, and that's 9 cents a pop. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents apiece. The euro this morning off 7 basis points at $1.44 U.S. The British pound up 37 basis points at $1.65, and the Swiss franc moving up strongly, another 41 basis point move, now exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.12. That's right. Swiss franc just continues to go up and up and up. Keep your eyes peeled on that. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year bonds is at 0.71%. Your benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury yield is at 3.43%. The 30-year yield is 4.53%. The mortgage market this morning, we're seeing a continuing uptick in the mortgage rates. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves up from 4.05% a month ago to 4.08% this morning, and the 30-year fixed-rate moves up from 4.81% to 4.87%. Prime rate stands at 3.25% and holding, and your gold-to-silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 35.70 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. On the economic calendar, looking at from Econoday's website, econoday.com, Wednesday, pretty big day. We've got a couple of reports that we didn't get yesterday, the petroleum status, business inventories. We'll pick that up. And this morning, of course, this is producer price index day, jobless claims day, and so on. So let's just jump right into that and move through them. Yesterday, again, this came out. The business inventories, growth in business inventories, they say here, slowed in February. And that's about all we need to say. Among the three components, inventory accumulation at wholesalers held steady and strong accumulation at manufacturers slowed, while retailers shed inventory in the month. So everybody was selling everything out of the big box stores. The accumulation at the manufacturers slowed. They were making less items. And accumulation at the wholesalers held steady. In other words, all those distribution hubs all across America in that, what do they call it, three-day supply side, whatever it is, they're all just up to the rafters with stuff. People just aren't buying anything. You don't have any money, you're going to buy anything. Here's the petroleum status report. A major draw in gasoline, 7 million barrels. Headlines, the petroleum inventory data for the April 8th week, major draw. All right, so they're not refining a lot of gasoline. They're not creating all these distillates, but they're drawing down from their inventories. Refinery output has been soft with a 81.4% capacity rate, the lowest in 7 weeks. They've got the refineries shut off. And this time last year, refineries were busier than operating above 85%. The slowing in refinery output may be due to demand, which, in reaction to high prices, is softening. All right? Softening demand. In other words, people just aren't demanding it. Demand is the key. When we talk about economics, you're going to need to understand that word. And the same goes when you look at sustainable development. It's all about demand. Sustaining the demand for the environmental and developmental concerns, products and services. Demand for distillates is also softening at a plus 1.4% and a recovery low. And that's important, at a recovery low. Despite the soft demand, distillate inventories sell 2.7 million barrels in the week. In contrast to the product draws, oil inventories drove 1.6 million barrels to 359.3 million barrels. Oil is up about 75 cents to over $1.07 following this report. Okay, well, that's that report. Here's some more. Producer price index. The producer price inflation at the headline level in March remains under heightened upward pressure from higher oil costs. Producer price inflation, what's that? That's how much it costs to produce the junk, okay? all of the little ingredients. Just get out your Joy of Cooking cookbook and look in there at all those ingredients. And when you're a producer, whether you've got a bread factory or whether you're making sausages, it's all the stuff that goes in there, baby. As the higher cost of delivery, the higher cost of oil, the higher cost of commodities, wheat, all the rest of it, as that all that goes up, of course, it's going to cost more for the producers to make things. What happens when the producers have to spend more? They have to charge you more. And that's the way it goes. By components, food prices edged back 0.2% after surging 3.9% in February. Energy continued upward, jumping 2.6%, following a 3.3% jump in February. About 80% of the boost in energy came from a 5.7% spike in gasoline. All right? Biggest culprits in the core acceleration were light motor trucks and passenger cars. I guess they're adding fleet vehicles, which rose 0.7% and 0.9% respectively. Not surprisingly, the category of jewelry, platinum, and karat gold jumped 3.7%. Of course, as gold goes up, the cost of buying gold and silver and platinum and palladium to all these producers is going to go along with it. For the overall PPI, the year-on-year rate in March posted at 5.7%, compared to 5.78% in February, seasonally adjusted, they say. The core rate rose 2% from 1.9% the prior month on a not seasonally adjusted basis for March. The year ago, the headline PPI was up 5.8%, while the core was up 1.9%. So that's the producer's price index. And of course, these numbers all impact the economic calendar. You'll see all of this stuff come out in all of the news articles today, and you'll hear it on the evening news as well. Here's the jobless claims, big bad news, all right? Initial unemployment claims jumped another 27,000 in the April 9th week to a much higher than expected total of 412. What they were looking for was a consensus range of somewhere between 375,000 new jobless claims and 385,000, and it went spiking way past that and came in at 412. If we can believe their numbers, that's not good news. The Labor Department said effects tied to the beginning of a quarter may be behind the rise. If you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do. People are out of work. Supply disruptions tied to Japan were not cited, but they have to throw that in. The four-week average rose 5,500 to 395,750 for its highest reading since mid-March. Remember, as we started out the year in the first quarter, we're following all of the talk about constructions and building permits and so on and so forth. And I told you then that if we don't start to see some building permits, we ain't going to have any construction this summer. And here's the number to verify it.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And for all of those of you that perhaps took the heads up, I'm sure you enjoyed the product of your research yesterday, this idea of an Institute for New Economic Thinking. I don't know how many of you have been following this. You know, this is a Bretton Woods II conference held at Mount Washington, New Hampshire, the Institute for New Economic Thinking. I spent quite a few hours yesterday listening to and watching these videos that you can pick up. This is a real good place for you to figure out more about the economics today than perhaps you're going to get at a college-level classroom, right? And I was disappointed, I guess, a little bit, that in all of the discussions, they never came up to a moral or ethical question. It's all about whether or not they're waves or whether they're charts or whether they're graphs or whether they're arrows or whether they're circles or whether their hypotheses were right or wrong. It was all about John Maynard Keynes and the neoclassical economics and so on and so forth, and it's enough to make your head spin. If you want to look at Stiglitz's presentation, that'll give you an idea for the morass. I mean, this is a guy that has, you know, every word in the world he can throw at you. He can tell you about every model that ever came down the pike, but at the end of his discussion, you find that he, too, was drawing blanks, all right? We've come to a very interesting juncture where the old school for economic thinking ain't working. At least this is what they're presenting at the Institute for New Economic Thinking. And so there's a lot of material up there that you can go to. I've encouraged you to go up on the website. It's ineteconomics.org. ineteconomics.org. Or if you want to just browse it up in your Google, your Scroogle, your Dogpile, or your Web Ferret, or whatever browser you happen to use on the Internet, you can just type in the Institute for New Economic Thinking, and it will come right up. Or you could just type in Bretton Woods 2 and pick up some news articles to go with it. But it's relatively important, I think, and for this particular audience, you know, if we're going to be that replacement set, that's what we hope to be. No matter how long, no matter how wide, no matter how deep or long-lasting this particular recession, depression, or inflation, or hyperinflationing period continues, as I've stated from the very beginning years ago, I can guarantee you one thing. I don't know. I couldn't tell you where gold is going to open or close tomorrow. But I can tell you this for a certainty. There's going to be government. On the other side, there's going to be government. And it's either going to be a government of our choosing, or it's going to be a government that once again is chosen for us. So that's our decision going forward, to use their language. All right? That's our decision. And if we choose to do nothing, of course, then we're going to get nothing in return. If we choose to do something, we may not have the magic bullet, but maybe we'll have something better than these clowns have brought to us. But if we don't have some understanding of the broader pictures, you know, it's really so simple to just to go with these, you know, ultra-simplistic things, you know, like just don't buy. There's more of us than there are of them. And if you don't buy hamburgers, you know, today, then, you know, McDonald's will be paying next week. Well, that's just really juvenile thinking. But anyway, that's about as deep as that, you know, group is. But we can get a lot better than that, all right? And we need to get better than that. All of these various and sundry news articles that we roll out, and I've got a whole bunch of them today we can talk about, show you the complexity. We need to come up with better solutions, and we need to think about this. What will we put into, you know, if we're going to pack Uncle Sam's trunk, what are we going to put in? One of the best suggestions of all was just put in all the puppeteer strings. I mean, we'd have all the puppets in Washington, D.C., and in your state house, and in your county courthouse, and in your municipal government. If we had all of the puppet strings and we put them all into the Uncle Sam's trunk, and send them to the bottom of Davy Jones' locker, you know, you could just see them. They would all be slumped forward with their faces on the keyboard of their laptops as the porn plays in the background. And it'd be a good start. Get rid of all the puppeteer strings. We can do that. by eliminating the established two-party political system, which is the conduit for those strings and all the money that goes with it. We'll talk about that today. But anyway, this is a great website. I encourage you to go there. There's lots and lots of money that went into this conference, $50 million ponied up by George Soros himself. You'll hear George Soros talking a lot. But there's a lot of soul searching going on here, and there's a lot of honesty in these discussions. I mean, these guys aren't out there fluffing and stuff, and this isn't a political thing. Everybody in the room is just as savvy as the other guy, and nobody's going to take any crap in this environment because a lot of them have lost a lot of money. Some of them made a hell of a lot of money, and the word fraud comes up frequently, okay, from the audience. So, again, I just point, you know, direct you to it. Take a look there. See what it is and what you might be able to learn from it. Let's jump into here. Front Point, okay, and there's a variety of them. In fact, let's jump over to this one and pick it up first. Goldman Sachs misled Congress after duping clients, Levin. This is an article off Bloomberg. Robert Schmidt, Clea Benson, and Phil Mattingly writing this for Bloomberg yesterday late. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. misled clients and Congress about the firm's bets on securities tied to the housing market. The chairman of the U.S. Senate panel that investigated the causes of the financial crisis said, now you may remember when this was going down, we were talking about it, people were playing the clips, but U.S. Senator Carl Levin had many opportunities to grill everybody right down to Lloyd Blankfein, and grill them they did. Well, they've got a report now. It's some 690 pages long, and this is a little bit about that. You can find this article. It's up on Bloomberg this morning. It's a lengthy article. You might want to bookmark it or just scroll through it and read it. Senator Carl Levin, releasing the findings of a two-year inquiry now, said he wants the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission to examine whether Goldman Sachs violated the law by misleading clients who brought the complex securities known as collateralized debt obligations. These are CDOs, collateralized debt obligations, without knowing the firm would benefit if they fell in value. All right, so we went through all of the hearings, and now the report is coming out. The Michigan Democrat also said federal prosecutors should review whether to bring perjury charges against Goldman Sachs Chief Executive Officer Lloyd Blankfein and other current and former employees who testified in Congress last year. All right, perjury. Levin said they denied under oath that Goldman Sachs took a financial position against the mortgage market solely for its own profit. Statements, the senator said, were untrue. Quote, in my judgment, Goldman clearly misled their clients and they misled the Congress, Levin said at a press briefing yesterday, where he and Senator Tom Colburn, an Oklahoma Republican, discussed the 640-page report. I misspoke. I said 690 from memory. It's 640-page report from the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. Now, I don't know if this will be anything more, this lengthy report would be anything more than the Whitewash Commission out of, you know, September the 11th. But nevertheless, there's a 640-page report out here, and he's calling for some investigations and bringing forth charges. Goldman and Deutsche, much of the blame for the 2008 market collapse belongs to banks that earned billions of dollars in profits, creating and selling financial products that imploded along with the housing market, according to the report. The Levin-Colburn panel levied its harshest criticism at investment banks, in particular accusing Goldman Sachs and Deutsche Bank AG of peddling collateralized debt obligations backed by risky loans that the bank's own traders believed were likely to lose value. Now, for those of you that have been listening for any length of time, you realize this is not new news, but it's a confirmation. It's even more serious. This is a final report, all right? And now the Justice Department, it's going to be up to them and the regulators to take action. In a statement, New York-based Goldman Sachs denied that it had misled anyone. Well, that's their statement, and they're sticking to it.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so certainly, again, back to this INET conference, you know, just kind of banging it through from time to time as we go through the news basket. But again, in 1944, the United States government chose the Mount Washington Hotel as the site for the first Bretton Woods conference, which established the World Bank and chose the American dollar as the backbone of international currency exchange. The meeting provided the world with badly needed post-war currency stability. And of course, if you listen to Lawrence Summers and George Soros and Paul Volcker and all of the other speakers at this conference, you'll know that it didn't take very long for the Bretton Woods conference and the plan that was established there to basically be exposed for, you know, not really the best idea, and it was pretty well set alongside the road, you know, waiting for the garbage man to come by and pick it up, and they started other things. And they're just continuing along. But, of course, we have to understand that John Maynard Keynes was there in the 1944. And Keynesian economics has been in the background, if not the foundation, for modern economic thinking for a long, long time. And there are many people today who are now looking at this idea of spending your way into prosperity as being not only a hairballed idea, but an idea that its utility, if there ever was any, is now worn completely out. And so there's new thinking that's coming on. And there are new voices. And if you look on the website again, it's ineteconomics.org. And if you go under /initiatives/conferences/Bretton Woods, you'll see the confirmed speakers. And it's a heck of a list. Anat Admati, Philip Aguillon, George Akerlof, Brian Arthur, Jim Balsali, or something like that. Well, there's just too many. This A, B, C, D, all the way A through Z. It's a huge, long list of people. Just about everybody that's anybody was there, okay? And so, again, whether you're interested in economics really or not, this would be a great place for you to go and invest some time, have a lot of traffic to this website so that they know that people are looking. Let them know that people are looking. I know they've got a counter on here someplace. I haven't found it yet. But let them know that people are looking. And you're looking from every part of America. And just like going up to the Federal Reserve's website and looking at the things that they're disclosing, all the PDFs and Excel files that they put out, let them know by our traffic that people are actually paying attention and we're looking. Let's listen to these people that they're putting up as the financial gurus and the people with the magic bullets. Read, listen to what they have to say. See what you can come up with, because in the future, like I said, there's going to be a new government. And we're either going to understand how to run a system as huge, as vast as the United States of America, or we're just going to have to allow ourselves to be dialogued into a consensus. And I hope that's not the case. I sincerely hope that's not the case. We have a lot of young people out there listening today, a lot of sharp people that know how to use the internet effectively, people that know how to put up websites overnight and that sort of stuff, and post videos and YouTube videos. I saw a great YouTube video out there last night. There's a couple of tanker videos that you can find. Chemtrail tankers caught again. That would be something you just type into YouTube. Chemtrail tankers caught again. And you can see that people in all across the world are on these threads. And we're exposing it moment by moment. This isn't having to wait for weeks or months or years any longer. Moment by moment as things coming out. So there's a lot more to that. Going back to the news, I want to get the news behind us. I've got other things on my mind. U.S. foreclosure settlement muddies outlook for the mortgage relief. Okay? Same thing. We're still looking at the meltdown of our economic system here. Prashant Kopal writing this for Bloomberg. The foreclosure abuse settlements announced yesterday by federal regulators may make it harder for the state attorneys general and the Obama, that's what they say, I don't, the usurper's administration to force banks to reduce loan balances for more troubled U.S. homemakers, all right? I'll say it again. The foreclosure abuse settlements announced yesterday by federal regulators may make it harder for the state attorneys general to force banks to reduce loan balances. Now, that's a big issue. The 14 largest U.S. mortgage servicers, including J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Wells Fargo, etc., agreed to review all foreclosed loans from 2009 and 2010. Folks, all foreclosed loans? We're talking hundreds of thousands. And pay back losses in cases that were mishandled. They also will improve procedures by hiring staff, upgrading document tracking systems, and assigning a single point of contact for each borrower. While the attorneys general proposed many similar terms last month, banking regulators didn't include any requirements for lowering mortgage debt. That may hinder Iowa Attorney General Thomas J. Miller as he leads a group of state officials working with the administration to require lenders to evaluate loan cuts for some borrowers whose homes are worth less than their mortgages. Here's a quote. I have always been pretty skeptical about the ability of principal reductions to get you much, said Mark Calabria, director of financial regulation studies at the Cato Institute, a public policy research group in Washington. Quote, I think we will look back and say this was the death knell. All right. So things are not looking too good over here. Glencore plans share sales as Goldman flees commodities. This is the heads up. Jesse Riseborough, Zijing Wu, writing this for Bloomberg, Glencore International AG is starting the year's largest initial public offering, valuing the company at as much as $60 billion, as Goldman Sachs urges a retreat from commodities and IPO investors shun the United Kingdom. All right? Well, this is interesting. It's a heads up. If Goldman is urging people to retreat away from the commodities and shun the United Kingdom, Maybe we need to pay attention. Swiss commodities trader plans to sell as much as $11 billion in shares in London and Hong Kong, it said today in a statement. The IPO may value Glencore at about $55 billion. Now, Glencore is an interesting study in itself because this is just a new name for that collapsed company that was run by Mark Rich. Some of you might remember that. All right. Goldman said this week the risks of investing in commodities outweigh potential gains, dropping its recommendations to buy a basket of raw materials, including crude oil, copper, cotton, and platinum. All right. Pay attention. Three companies have shelved plans for a London IPO this month as Europe's debt woes and a nuclear crisis in Japan sap investor demand. Quote, they have been a private-run company and made a truckload of money, and you'd have to think that these guys would have more market intelligence than most, and it continues. And the rest of it basically is all just a fluff piece trying to encourage people to get involved in this Glencore scheme. But if it's coming from Goldman Sachs, I wouldn't touch it, and I wouldn't touch it with a stick. Seems to be a little bit something here in the chat room. Let me zoom in on this micro printing and bring it up a little bit larger so that I might be able to see it. Now it's going to do jumping to other things. What's going on? Anyway, Iceland declares independence from the international banks. It's out of the chat room. Don't even see a date on it. I don't like that. I don't know how old this is. I'll just give it to you a little bit of it. Bill Wilson, Iceland is free, it says, period. And it will remain so long as her people wish her to remain autonomous of the foreign domination of her would-be masters, in this case, international bankers. Good news, huh? On April the 9th, the fiercely independent people of the Iceland nation defeated a referendum that would have bailed out the UK and Netherlands, who had covered the deposits of British and Dutch investors who had lost funds and iSave and so on. It goes, long article there. But yes, that's true. And they had a vote, took a vote, and that's what they said. Let's go to the last one here. Don't really want to spend too much more time on this today. I think we've done. That's enough for the news. That's enough for the news. Tons of news out there. Doesn't seem to be any end to the news. But I want to go over to Sun Tzu's Manual for War for a moment. We're going to read right out of it. I don't know how many of you have ever had this book in your library or not, or how many of you found it on the internet, but I've had it in my library for many years. Sun Tzu, by the way, was born in China about 540 BC in the state of Sai. He was a scion of the nobility class, and both his father and grandfather held high government positions. The family had great hopes for Sun Tzu in the military field, and his full name was Sun Wu-Zu. The character Wu, or W-U, meaning military. Unfortunately, because of the fortunes of politics, Sun Tzu became a refugee in the state of Wu. So we've got Wu, Su, Wu, and Du. That's China. There he became good friends with a refugee from the state of Chu. Wow. So you got Chu, Hu, Zhu, Wu, and Du. Yep, that's right. Like Sun Tzu, Wu Zhu Hui, oh my, was also from the nobility of his home state. Now he was reduced to being a street musician, playing his flute in the streets of Wu for coins. Well, and it continues. Having been a bit of a street musician myself, I can appreciate the amount of education that you can get on the street playing guitar for nickels. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Chapter 4, Deployment Strategies. We'll be right back.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So when we think about building the foundation for precinct-driven political activation, and think about it from the standpoint of there being, you know, some 3,066 counties all across America, over 177,000 local voting precincts here in the state of Missouri alone, according to the 2010 midterm primary results, we had 3,354 local voting precincts. Think about it from the standpoint of marshaling that kind of force and doing it strategically to the maximum advantage, where in the least amount of time and at the least amount of expense and the least amount of personal inconvenience, we could actually regain complete control of our country. Not only is it possible, it's desirable. But here, Sun Tzu, again, 450 B.C., he starts this way under his section under deployment. If you wish to deploy your forces effectively, you will have to know whether to attack or to defend. What is our first line of attack? Are we attacking or are we defending? Are we defending our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government? Or do we have to admit to ourselves, woefully, if no other way, that we've actually lost our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government under a film of obscurity, under a appearance of government? This is that distinction that's been drawn out for months and months now by Alfred Addis. You can find out more about Alfred Addis at his blog, addis.wordpress.com. But we need to understand whether we're attacking or defending. which is the better strategy? What are we actually faced with? I think at this point we're in an attack mode. Defend mode would be the mode that the other side has. They want to defend their communist socialist state that they've created. They've already done the attack by stealth. By deception shall they rule. To make this decision, you must know your own situation. You must know the factors that will lead you to victory or defeat. And so part of the task here on Becoming Vocal Local, we very carefully research our history, and we don't do it just because history is fun, and it is, to study, in my opinion. We don't look at all of these various isms in all of the nth detail and bring you all of these obscure writers. Not everything that is profound is obscure. Not everything that is obscure is profound, but we bring all of these people to your attention. For those of you that have ears to hear and eyes to see and so on and so forth. But we need to know the factors that will lead us to either a victory or defeat in this. Have we lost the whole enchilada? Is it time to just come under house arrest and stay home every day? Or what? First things first, Sun Tzu writes, he says, the skillful commander will look to his own defense before he hunts for opportunities to attack his opponent. That first line of defense. Certainly, when we do things onesie-twosies, not only are you easily defeated, but you're very seldom successful. But onesie-twosie seems to be the way things go in this country, especially among the patriot community. It's all onesie-twosies. Right? A bunch of Band-Aids and rubber bands, you know, duct tape and baling wire. Doesn't seem to be very well thought out most of the time. But anyway, let's continue. The skillful commander will look to his own defense before he hunts for opportunities to attack his opponent. Why do we start in the local voting precinct in the first place? It gives us our first line of defense. It also gives us a tremendous opportunity of offense to attack. We understand that our counties are split up, political subdivisions that they are, the appearance of county. That's a discussion for another day. But we know that our counties are split up into this little fragment known as a local voting precinct. And if we have 3,354 of those local voting precincts all across Missouri, 177,000 of them all across America, that's lots of little lines of defense. If you want to find a little Bible to go with this, you can go in and look at captains of fives, captains of tens, captains of fifties, captains of hundreds, captains of a thousand. Every little precinct, you're going to find somebody in there that has a good personality, a stalwart fellow, that could be the precinct leader for you, right where you are. This is something that Campaign for Liberty, belatedly, started. Talked to them a little bit about that, got them going there, brought it back to their memory, and they created that Campaign for Liberty program. The Precinct Leaders program. Well, they started way late. We need to start ahead of time. That's why we need to start now. Barry the Usurper's already packing up his war chest full of money in Chicagoland for the bid for presidency. If he runs and wins a re-election, you'll have only yourselves to blame. Okay? Anyway, continuing, the skillful commander will look to his own defense before he hunts for opportunities to attack his own opponents. He should first make himself invincible before he looks for signs of vulnerability in his opponent. All right? And you can go up on the internet, type in Daily News Miner, Fairbanks, Alaska, Schaefer Cox. Daily News Miner, Fairbanks, Alaska, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-F-E-R, Cox trial. And you'll see that they're in trouble up there. But they were trying. They started. Again, he should first make himself invincible before he looks for signs of vulnerability in his opponent. He thought he was invincible, but he wasn't quite there yet. Invincibility comes from a proper defense, and proper defense is solely your responsibility. I can't do these things for you. I've been asked to travel around and talk to here and there and everywhere. But only you know who is the grand dragon, you know, in your local KKK. You know who the worshipful master is down at the Masonic Lodge? Yes, you do. You know who that dialogued into consensus Baptist preacher is that has signed up to be with InfraGuard or taken money from FEMA? Yes, you do. You know those basketball coaches and sports people and your first responders that are bought and sold, heart and soul of body and mind, into this FEMA system? You know those people. It would take me months to figure out who they are. You know all the attorneys in your area? All the people that have intergenerationally controlled your area? It's like going into Chicagoland. You better know who the mob is before you come in and start stirring around. In the same way, Sun Tzu writes, if your opponent becomes vulnerable, it's entirely your fault. Excuse me, entirely his fault. You cannot cause your opponent to become vulnerable, but rather he becomes vulnerable because of what he does or he does not do. You start firing off a battery of letters, letters to the editor, comments, get on the local radio, and so on and so forth, and your opponent does nothing, their silence implies assent, just like yours would. So while the skillful commander can control his own invincibility, he cannot always achieve victory. We may know how to win, but we cannot always have a vulnerable opponent. It takes two to tango. We need not only a vulnerable opponent, but we also have to have the ability to win. So it takes research. It's not just the NSA and all the rest of these guys snooping and pooping on your life out there. You have the internet connected computer. Can't you do a little snooping on your own? They're not the only people that know how to build a database. Can you build a database? Of course you can. You know who the editor is of your newspaper? Who owns the newspaper? Who owns the radio station? So on, so on, so on. Keep an eye on your local newspaper. Who's making all the donations? Who's the guys that are always presenting checks? Who are the private trusts and foundations in your area? Who are the wire pullers? If we're going to take the puppet strings and put them into the box, Uncle Sam's trunk, who are the wire pullers in your area? You know, everyone's looking for Washington, D.C. Oh, I made a video, now I'm going to run for president. And yet we haven't even taken care of our own yard yet. If you can't take care of your own yard, why would I trust you to take care of the whole country? Right. If you can't plan a strategy any more intelligently than that, why would we want you to be commander in chief? Of course we wouldn't. Do not force the issue. When your opponent shows no vulnerability, look to your own defense and concentrate on making yourself invincible. Attack only when you see your opponent is vulnerable. Attack only if you have the proper forces. If your forces are inadequate, do not become rash and attack. Look to your defense instead. Sound counsel, 500 BC. Consider it. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, April the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, kicking off the shoreline and moving out into the water here for hour number two on today's two-hour transmission. The first hour, just a small smattering of news, and it started in on some other discussion. We're looking at Sun Tzu's Manual for War today. Then we're going to go into some other material, the bylaws of the Missouri Republican State Committee and other things. But if you go back and look at the archives of this broadcast, go all the way back to the very beginning. This has been a step by step by step. I'd like to, in the beginning, I styled this as an internet homeschool classroom, all right? For philosophical radicals, madmen only, need apply, all right? Mad as hell, not going to take it anymore, and we need to do something about it. But we need to understand that this is, we're going to have to adopt political realism here. Let the fantasy boys run with the fantasies, and they can go out with the T-shirts and the bullhorns. It's not going to get done that way. But we can certainly maximize our understanding of the systems that we live within, and then see where we can work as judo masters, and use the weight of the juggernaut, the behemoth, against themselves, and with a careful move here and a careful move there, just collapse it to the ground. I once styled it in Plan B as basically the attack of the Lilliputians. We need to go up and look at this great big edifice that has been built around us, and each of us with a small wedge find those cracks at the bottom of the base of this great monolith, and put our wedges in carefully and just give them a couple of taps and go look for another place and put in another wedge and give it a few taps and a few taps here and a few taps there and let the people that come along behind us be armed with hammers and they'll just tap on those wedges and when they see a crack they can put their wedge in there and tap there. And if we just continue to go round and round the base of this edifice, tippy-tapping, tapping, tipping, tappy-tippy-tapping, the whole damn thing will come crumbling down. Yes, it will. And we do that from the level of the precinct. That's where Lilliputians are their most effective. The entire political system rises from your local voting precinct. From humble origins, great things grow. And so in the archives, you'll hear discussions about precincts and towns and cities and counties and regional councils of government, congressional and senatorial districts, states, federal government, Uniform Law Commission, International Uniform Law Commission, legislative bill drafting agencies, the rule of law, jurisprudence, Robert's Rules of Order, administration, political parties, extra-constitutional, public-private partnerships, the United Nations, accountability cycles, pluralism, wealth, faith, belief without evidence, time, and so much more. It's all part, all of these parts work together. It's a huge story. It's a lot of study. But we have something very important to keep here. This is one of the only places, if not the only place on the planet, where we started out with the understanding that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable or unalienable rights. Rights. Our discussion is not one of humans and other animals. We love the animals. We are not animals. We are not beasts. And when we forget this concept that all of our rights flow from the Creator of the universe, the laws of nature and nature's God, if we could style it the way the founders did, when we lose sight of that, we've lost all of our heritage. Then we have to look to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights from the United Nations and private international law, and that's a place where none of us can succeed because there's only an appearance of law in that false reality. We are flesh and blood creatures, and we have our feet firmly planted on the ground, so we need to look here first, right where we are, in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. Be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, back to this wisdom here of Sun Tzu, the Manual for War. We talked about the Do Not Force the Issue segment. When your opponent shows no vulnerability, look to your own defense and concentrate on making yourself invisible. Attack only when you see your opponent is vulnerable. If your local city hall is running like a well-oiled machine, look to your own defense. Get yourself ready first. Arm yourself with information and begin to develop your local voting precinct groups and encourage others in other nearby, neighboring, and adjoining local voting precincts to do likewise. Here in Berry County, Missouri, there are, I believe, 19 voting precincts and no more. It's a finite number. And there's reason why we need to be aware of that, and we'll find out that, more about that when we look to and turn to this bylaws of the Missouri State Republican Committee. The correct attitude, this is the next part, having the right attitude. You know, I believe it was Henry Ford, who said, whether you believe you can or you can't, you're absolutely right. If you can believe that you can do a thing, there is virtually nothing that can stop you. But if you believe you can't do something, you're whipped before you've started. Having climbed a lot of mountains and done a lot of very interesting rock climbing and other things, if I didn't think I could get to the top of Mount Rainier on my first ascent without a guide, I would not have climbed the mountain, no doubt. There are things you can do, but you have to develop an attitude of winning. Sometimes the best way to go from a loser attitude and an already whipped attitude to a winning attitude is to try to bite things off that you can actually accomplish. Start with small wins and start to develop this idea of I can as opposed to I can't. It's a mental game and a spiritual game that we're fighting here, right? So you need to develop the correct attitude. This is what Sun Tzu says. The attitudes of a defender and attacker are quite different. The defender should think of the earth, powerful, hiding, digging, and slinking from position to position. In contrast, the attacker should think of the sky. Lightning moves, darting from position to position, and swooping down with great speed. So just as you develop something that works today, at one particular level, in recovering the control of the political system in your county, don't think that those tactics are going to continue to be the same tactics you use over and over again. It'll develop into a vulnerability. You need to know whether you are an attacker or a defender. Once you've gained ground, you switch from attack mode to defense mode. When you switch over from an attack mode where you look at the sky and use lightning moves, darting from position to position and swooping down with great speed, then you switch over into the defense mode and you look to the earth, hiding, digging, and slinking from position to position. Now you look at the news basket. You look at Lloyd Blankfein. You think that Lloyd Blankfein right now is acting like an attacker, or is he a defender? Study this, Sun Tzu says, as having the correct psychology or attitude will greatly enhance the chances of victory. The true master, take care that you are not misled by praise and general acclaim. Praise and general acclaim. Oh, I'm the Grand Poobah. I have the loudest bullhorn. A victorious commander, though much praised, is not necessarily a master tactician. That this commander enjoys popular acclaim as a skillful strategist means little. Actually, this popular acclaim betrays his level of ability, because if most people can understand his ability, then by definition, this ability is not at all a rarefied level. Okay? Real simple little plan, and you've got nothing more in your plan than just absolutely drop dead simple and everyone understands it. Well, how rarefied a plan is that? The true master tactician will attract little acclaim because he does his winning quietly, one precinct at a time, precinct by precinct, county by county, state by state. There need be no great feats of bravery, as he will not have engaged in memorable battles. This is how this country was taken down by deception. They rule. And so we just reverse the course and go back right back up through it. They built this grand illusion. Well, let's figure out how to use the grand illusion and take it back. There need be no great feats of bravery, as he will not have engaged in memorable battles. And battles are usually memorable because the outcomes were not decided until the final moments, perhaps when great feats of bravery turned the tide. The victories of the true master commander are unimpressive to the point of being unrecognizable as battlefield victories. Not to come in with a lot of fanfare. Not to come in blowing your horn when you go into a county committee meeting or something like that, a county commissioner's meeting. Leave your bullhorn outside. Put it in the car. Leave it there. Leave your T-shirt there with all of the slogans on it. Dress casually. Come in quietly. Take a lot of notes. ask questions rather than making statements. The victories of the true master commander are unimpressive to the point of being unrecognizable as battlefield victories. He simply makes no errors or mistakes. How many times have I suggested that we contemplate that at this time, at the lateness of the hour, we can afford no mistakes? We can't make any errors. We can't waste any of our time or our people's time or our people's limited financial resources chasing down things like, what, Continental Congress 2009? Money bombs for this, money bombs for that. Secret signet rings. Notebooks, binders full of all kinds of untried and unproven legal strategies that only wind people up in prison or worse. Remember the Browns? He simply makes no errors or mistakes as he takes and makes full use of the every advantage that presents itself. And where there are no advantages, he maneuvers and manipulates the circumstances to make advantages for himself. How can you defeat a corrupt election system? By being poll watchers in every one of the voting precincts and counting every nose that goes in and every nose that comes out and conducting an outward poll, a selection poll. What do they call those things? Do that. And do that in all of the 19 voting precincts. You may not be able to take back the world, but you could start with your own county. The victory, when it comes, is an over an opponent who has been defeated and exhausted long ago. They're firing blanks. They're all out of bullets. But Italy is coming on us and at us like gangbusters. This is why a master tactician can place himself in an invincible position where it is not possible for his opponent to defeat him. Actually, his forces have won before the battle. In truth, a victorious army has already won before the battle, just as a losing army has already lost before the battle. Right? You shoot yourself in your foot, time and time again. And how do we do that? We do that with our language. You know, how many times have we got to go through the dictionary? Understand that words have meanings, and their meanings are important. Look to trivium, grammar, rhetoric, logic. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years.
My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And thanks for the heads up from the chat room. That's an exit poll. Exit poll is what you want to try for. There is an exit poll on at your local voting precinct. You know, one of the most important people in your whole county, really, is your county election authority, your county clerk. They control that election. And so making certain that you have an absolutely reliable and moral and hopefully constitutionally minded county clerk is very, very, very important. You know, you could say, well, we ought to have a presiding commissioner. You know, that's the most important. Oh, we got to get our sheriff. And no. Just county clerk. All right. The election authority. What are the three pillars of a representative system of government? One is a separation of powers. Two is publicity. But three is election. If you don't have the vote, you don't have anything. So work for that one first. But in the meantime, if you do array yourself well as local voting precinct groups, you can verify the outcomes of elections in advance. And if they don't line up with what they post on the door of the county clerk's office, there's room for adjustment at that point. Anyway, we have to be watchful. We have to be vigilant. And we forget that, well, then you're going to get what you deserve. That's all I got to say on that one. The factors of victory. Oh, no, wait a minute. How to become a master. If you wish to become a master commander, you must learn to live under the Tao, they say, so that you may develop your own winning strategy. And then they talk about the Tao, and it's, you know, another religion, another form of study. The factors of victory. The factors that will lead to victory include the area and the nature of the geography, including the battle site, as well as the land mass of each country. So we look to our own counties and look well at our counties. Look well at your local voting precinct. What's the lay of the land? Where are good garden sites? Where are good water sites? Is there, you know, what's going on? Where are the stores? You know, where are the factories, if there is any? Where's the manufacturing? Inventory it. Keep it in mind. Keep a running idea. Where do you see large concentrations of automobiles? Some kind of a nondescript building there, and there's 25 or 35 automobiles parked in front of it every day. They're making something in there. What are they making? The area and the nature of the geography, including the battle site, the number of participants, general population, as well as military personnel. How many people live in your county? Remember the other day I shared with you the election statistics for Berry County. I keep kind of a running tally of these sorts of things. The U.S. Census provides some numbers, but so does the election authority when they report the percentage. And we had a woeful election turnout. That's not a good sign, but it's hopeful in that it takes fewer people to the polls to actually defeat. I mean, can you imagine having towns with people becoming elected, a mayor that only got 5 votes? Don't you think you could find some 5 people that would vote for you? And you slip in unawares, and you come in, and then all of a sudden, you are the mayor. You got the idea? The number of participants, the quality of the personnel and the organizations. You know, we are always thinking about quantity, quantity, quantity. How about quality? Seek quality over quantity every time. quality draws more quantity to it. Quantity sometimes doesn't have anything more than the appearance of a Democratic rabble. Quantity isn't always the ticket. Look at how many people poured in up there in Wisconsin, thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people coming in to support the union, government union workers, right? That's lots and lots and lots of quantity, but quality did the trick from behind the scenes, inside, without the bullhorn and the signs. We can assign values to these factors and calculate the eventual winner of a war. The loser will be the one who has a cumulative low value for his factors as compared to his opponent. Similarly, the winner will be the one who has a higher value when compared to his opponent. And so you go back up on this Institute for New Economic Thinking and listen to these people. One of the things the economists talk about on these various and sundry presentations is that most of the people in this country appear and around the world appear to be afraid of mathematics. They're afraid to go 1 plus 1 equals 2. Not willing to do the numbers. Don't do the math. How can, 10,000 people all across the world, not buying from Walmart make any impact at all on Walton's Enterprise in Benton County, Arkansas? I say it won't. Not. Anyway, sounds good. But if you want to be a winner, then you will do well to build up those factors just mentioned for your army as well as your country. If you want to be confident of victory, you will want the values of your factors to be overwhelmingly more favorable than those of a potential opponent. When you and your opponent get on the scale that will decide victory or defeat, you want your side to have a weight of 1,000 to his 1. So you need to work on those numbers, the area of the nature of the geography. Get the demographics well in hand. Understand the history of your county and your towns and your areas if you're in a rural area. What's the history? Who are the families that settled the area? Take a card or two out of Hal Anthony's deck and go up and find out who held the underlying land grants and patents. The number of participants makes a big difference. But where are you going to get numbers? You're going to get them out of the local voting precincts. You're going to get them right out of the neighborhoods. And we'll talk more about that as we start to understand why political parties and how political parties. Right? And it's not a multi-party, socialist multi-party system here. We have an established two-party political system, which we'll discuss. Therefore, we concentrate our attention where we'll be able to do the most damage in the least amount of time. Okay? When you unleash your forces against your opponent, you want him to feel the same as if he were standing in the path of a dam full to the top with water and the walls of which you have just pulled away. We can go back and look at Rockefellers and the others as they've taken over to various places in Pennsylvania and other places and find out all about this idea of walls of water where you've just pulled the dam away. So that's just one section out of Sun Tzu's Manual for War, Chapter 4. There's lots more to be found in that book. Give you ideas, thoughts, old ideas. There probably isn't a battle commander in any of our military that doesn't have a copy of Sun Tzu's Manual for War in his library. Probably nobody that graduated out of West Point that didn't read it or have it as assigned reading in one of their classes. Very few political champions, if you will, have ever not read that book. Of course, you're not going to get it taught to you in eighth grade. Let's go to the bylaws for the Missouri Republican State Committee, because when we look at these local voting precincts, then we'd understand that every county is built up into a county committee. And then you have legislative district committees, and you have senatorial district committees, and every state has the same sort of a development. So even though I use the election laws of Missouri as a reference because I live here, and bylaws for the Republican Party out of the state of Missouri, you can find the same thing in the Democratic Party, and I encourage you to do so. I focus my attention on the Republican Party largely because all of Southwest Missouri is virtually a Republican stronghold. So again, I try and invest my time where it'll be most beneficial. But these are the bylaws, and you can get this up off their website. I think it's mogop.org, I believe, and get a copy of the bylaws and look at it for yourself. But more importantly, find the Republican and Democratic Party. If you live in, let's say, someplace like Kansas City or St. Louis, they're Democratic. Look at the voting records. They're Democratic strongholds. Well, concentrate on the Democratic Party. It doesn't make any difference. We know that there's no left, no right. It's all a bunch of crap, stage play, actors and stakeholders. We know that. So look to the bylaws for the party that is most prevalent in your area and embed that one first. We'll be right back.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So in case you're wondering, you know, why we even bother with all of this, well, I can assure you that the Republican Party does this. They have this discussion amongst themselves. If you go to a candidate training school, these are some of the things that you might, at least someday, be taught. But you certainly, if you go to the Republican Libertarian Caucus, or if you just go up to any of the think tanks and institutes that are out there, that are working, you know, Organize America, Saul Alinsky School for Radicals, blah, blah, blah. They all use these techniques, so I'm just sharing them with you because this is what's coming on you. You might as well use it back. And there's lots of places where there's no one working. There are, again, 3,066 counties in this country. There are 177,000-plus local voting precincts. There's lots of room for you in this. You know, this is not Amway, but you can get in on the ground floor. Continuing now, back to this. You can go and find this for yourself if you want to follow along, or if you're listening on the archives, you want to go up on the web and look at this for yourself. You can go up on the MOGOP, M-O-G-O-P, Missouri G-O-P, .org website and scrounge around until you can find a copy of their bylaws and then look at it. And I'm just going to start right out. I'll tell you before I even do that, we're woefully deficient in life, especially when we have any thought whatsoever of actually becoming involved in our local, in our environment, if you will, or our community, which are basically synonymous terms, environmentalism and communitarianism being one and the same, two sides of the same coin. But if you are going to be at all involved in any of this, then you need to understand something about Robert's Rules of Order. You can stop at any used bookstore or any bookstore and obtain for yourself a copy of Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, and you'll find that that is going to be a book that will serve you and serve you and serve you over and over again. I became a parliamentarian, took courses in Robert's Rules of Order a long time ago, 30 or more years ago, and I found that throughout my whole life, of all the things I've ever learned, that's some of the most powerful material that you can use when you go to a council meeting or a city meeting of any kind, even in groups and clubs and organizations, all these hairball people that want to come together and form a group, and they never stop to create bylaws. They never establish any rules of order. They just come together and bitch and moan and waste your time and your money. All right? So these are things that we need to understand. But here, the bylaws, if you want to write a set of bylaws, they show you how to write a set of bylaws in Robert's Rules of Order. And so you can then take that code, that system, right out of there and evaluate any bylaws that you see. Now, if this is an important organization, if it happens to be a corporation or something like that, you can be blessed sure that they had an attorney who helped them with their bylaws before they finally approved them. And the attorney's going to do what? He's going to open a copy of Robert's Rules of Order, and he's going to check to see if it flows correctly. And this is what it's all about. So the very first thing is your name, Section 1, name. And so the name of this organization shall be the Missouri Republican State Committee. That's what we're talking about, the Missouri Republican State Committee, right here in Berry County, Missouri. David Cole, an attorney at Ellis Cups and Cole, is the chairman for the Missouri Republican State Committee. Right, it's an individual, it's a human being. It's not some androgynous thing that we go around like Don Quixote and wave a stick at. It's a real organization. It's a standing committee. It's the Missouri Republican State Committee. And when it comes down to caucuses and conventions and things like that, he'll be up there standing there with the gavel in his hand, following Robert's Rules of Order and running the caucuses and the conventions. Yeah, he will. All right? So again, the name of this organization shall be the Missouri Republican State Committee. It's not all caps, it's upper and lower case. Article 2, Organizations and Objectives. Section 1, Organization. The Missouri Republican State Committee, the MRSC, as established by RS Mo 115.621 and 115.623, shall be the supreme governing body of the Missouri Republican Party. No, who runs the party? Well, it's the state committee that runs the party. All right, and what was that RSMO? That's the Revised Statutes of Missouri. What's that? Those are election laws. You can go to your ex-Secretary of State's website, go up there and look in all the click-on places, all the links, and find the election laws. And then when you click on that button, all of the election laws for your state will be there right in order for you to look at. Now, if you happen to live out there in the hinterlands, you're listening this morning on AM or FM radio station, if you want to get a copy of the election laws for your state, wherever you are in America, it's this state, not the state, but if you want to get the election laws for this state that you live in, all you need to do is to pick up the telephone and go one ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy, call the toll-free number there, your state hotline, and call the Secretary of State for your state and ask them to send you a copy of the election laws, and they all have them up, bound up real nicely for you, and they'll send them right out. And then you, too, will be, begin to know more about things. Okay, continuing. So, again, this is the supreme governing body of the Missouri Republican Party. Now, just multiply that times 50, and now you know who actually runs the governing body, the supreme governing body of the political parties. The Republicans have this system. The Democrats have this system, all right? It's not voodoo. But it's amazing to me that when I was asked by a state senator to run as a candidate for the state House of Representatives. I knew nothing about any of this, and no one ever showed me. I had no clue. I did astoundingly well in the primary election and very good in the general election, and I had no idea that there was a voting precinct that even existed on the planet Earth. So don't think that all of the people that are elected to serve understand what you're learning this morning on Become Vocal Local. I've never heard this out on the radio before, have you? All right, let's continue. Objectives, then. The objectives of the Missouri Republican State Committee shall be A, to support the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America. Now, isn't that amazing? They use the United States of America. All right, they are operating ostensibly, at least they're going to support our organic documents. Not the fiction. They're using the United States of America. That's the real thing. And the Constitution and laws of the state of Missouri, to the end that government shall be truly and in fact, quote, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, close quote. Yes, the Republican Party is the party of Lincoln. B, to foster loyalty to the Republican Party and to promote its principles and candidates in all elections. And this is why you don't want to go in with your braggadocious and too much. You want to be clandestine in the things that you're doing. I'm not talking about being a double-minded man. You know why you're there. But you're there to right or wrong. You're there to address your grievances, but you're going to keep it to yourself. Because until we have a sufficient majority in the Republican and the Democratic parties, we're not prepared to move yet. We're still on the defense, where we're on the offensive. We're still in the attack mode. We're in the stealth mode. You don't throw out your banners and wear your arms. You know, and I'm talking about your coat of arms there. You don't come out and, you know, unfurl your banners and wear your coat of arms in public until you know that you have the majority. And then when you have a majority, you can move quickly. You convert from being in the dirt into the sky. No, it's the other way around. You go from the sky to the dirt. Anyway, continuing. And then you'll have to protect it. Then you'll have to defend it. I can assure you. I can assure you. The party ain't going to like you. You ain't going to be a BMOC, a big man on campus. You'll be despised by the old party hacks when they get kicked out of their own party. I guarantee you. To facilitate cooperation among the national, state, and local Republican committees by including but not limiting to maintaining close communication with members of the county committees, legislative committees, senatorial committees, judicial committees, and congressional committees, and assisting the state chairman, executive director, finance director, and the Missouri Republican Party staff members in their efforts to do what? To raise funds, recruit candidates, and communicate with local Republican leadership and develop and implement programs for building and strengthening what? The Republican Party in the state of Missouri. That's what the party does. This is like your action plan. You have to know that when you go to these meetings that the chairman of the meeting is going to be wanting to foster loyalty to the Republican Party and promote its principles and its candidates in all elections. And so when you come in, you're going to have to put your mask on. Keep your mouth shut. Ask a lot of questions. Gain a lot of information. And then recruit. That's what they're doing. Raise funds, recruit candidates, communicate with local Republican leadership. How come you can't get elected in this country unless you're involved in one of these two parties? Because you don't have a grassroots organization. You don't have anybody fundraising. But once you build these organizations right where you are, once you build your county committee up based on a precinct, you know, political driven system, as I've been suggesting for years, once you've got it in place, it's there, baby. That's water under the bridge. All you got to do is defend your place and keep spreading. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So that was the first two articles then, the name of the organization and its objectives. And if we can understand then what something's objectives are, then it helps us to see where we can intersect. Again, it's like being a judo master. You've got to be able to size up your assailant, if you will. And in this case, it's organized government, organized piracy, and organized thievery. We need to size up that opponent. And then we need to be, you know, wise as serpents, harmless as dove, and bring it low, so to speak. That's right. All right, so Article 3 then, membership. Regular members. Members of the Missouri Republican State Committee shall be, now listen carefully, those committee men and committee women duly elected pursuant to R.S. Moe and R.S. blah blah. All right? Who? It's county committee men and county committee women. That's who the members are, not you. You're one of those dupes. You've got one of those sustaining membership cards, and you've been sending $500 a year to the Republican Party, but you're not a member. At least you're not a member of the important committee. But you could be by becoming elected as a county committee man and a county committee woman if you're husband and wife and serving your precinct. Then you're on the inside. You're no longer on the outside wondering why. You're on the inside developing stratagem. Then they have ex officio members, and I would encourage you to think about this and think about it very carefully. Ex officio members, this is section 2, shall be the state chairman or president of the Missouri College Republicans. What's up with that? The Missouri College Republicans. The Missouri Young Republicans, if you're under 35 years of age and you want to get involved with the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, you can go and find out, seek out one of these young Republican clubs. I can assure you that delegates seated at the state convention who were coming from the Missouri Young Republicans took precedence over those that were delegates that were duly elected in all of the county caucuses, and they were there first in line. No, no. They look down the line and they look for familiar faces, and it's not first come, first serve at the state convention for seating on the floor in the convention. No, no. It's patronage. It's special favors. And why wouldn't they? They're in power. And what is the purpose of a political party? To gain proximity to or complete control of governments. Every 2 and 4 years, we have an active running coup in this country. Which is why I'm dead set opposed to the established two-party political system. They stand between where we are and where we need to go. And when will you get it? How long are we going to allow our house to be divided on this wise? Section 3. Now, there's more on this. So you've got the Missouri College Republicans. These are your college clubs. The Missouri Young Republicans. The Missouri Federation of Republican Women. The Missouri Federation of the Grand Order of Pachyderm Clubs. The National Black Republican Council of Missouri. And the Hispanic Republicans of Missouri. And they are all ex officio members, whether they're county committee men or county committee women or not, duly elected or otherwise. So that's some of your competition that lays out on the side. You don't want to go up through the ranks. You don't want to cast your ballot. Maybe you wanted to be the county committee man. You lost your election. So become an ex officio by joining the Missouri Young Republicans Club or the Missouri College Club. Or if you happen to be a Negro, get involved with this black group. Or if you're Hispanic, get involved with the Hispanic group. Or whatever. Or go to your local Pachyderm club and sign up. But get in the game. Sideliners. Well, that's the way sideliners are. There's always people that fill the stands and drink the beer and eat the hot dogs. But there's the people that really get the rewards. They're down on the field, folks. They're not the spectators. Section 3, vacancies. And this is important because vacancies are happening all the time. People get old, they die. And a lot of these people do get old. A lot of them are dying. A lot of those old, you know, Wilson and you know, Roosevelt era folk, they're croaking, folks. That generation is passing away. The great generation, the World War II generation, they brought us the Federal Reserve, Medicare, Medicaid, Part A and Part B, all that. Yeah, that generation is passing away. Open up your newspaper. Check it out for yourself. See if I'm telling you the truth. That generation's passing away. The obituary pages are filled with that generation. They're going to the grave. And haven't they let us a fine howdy doody? All right, so it's going to be up to us. But any vacancy in the MRSC, Missouri Republican State Committee, shall be filled by election at a meeting duly called by the Senatorial District Committee in which the vacancy occurs pursuant to the election laws. That's why you have to have the election laws. Are you going to try and play chess without the rules? Would you play Monopoly without the rules? Would you play Scrabble without the rules? Then why are you playing politics without the rules? Get the rule book. Get the election laws and the bylaws and study them. Before you waste money declaring your candidacy, you know, you're going to be the governor of the state. I could choke to death on the number of names of people that over the years of my life that I've heard, you know, running for camp, you know, running for Congress. They haven't got a prayer in hell of getting there. But by God, they get some PR, don't they? Man, never understood that mentality. Running to lose? What insanity is that? Anyway, continuing, the MRSC, in exercise of its right to A, control its internal affairs, B, exercise its right of free association, and C, be the sole judge of the qualifications of its members, and while balancing the citizens' right to be effective suffrage, may remove one of its members upon only upon compliance and completion of the following procedures. And so now here they're going to show you in Section 4, removal. How they can get rid of somebody and get rid of people they do. This is why you have to be in stealth mode. You've got to be like one of those stealth fighters. You've got to come flying in under the radar. This is one of the difficulties that I personally have in this involvement, because I'm too well known in the area, in these counties, as someone that advocates the abolition of the established two-party political system. Difficult for me to cloak myself. I don't have the Star Trek cloaking device. Okay? Sorry, but I can help others. I can help others on the radio, and that's what I'm here for. All right? And then it goes on and it lists all the ways that you can dump somebody out and all the rules and requirements. And this is the longest section. It's the longest section in their bylaws is how you remove the objectionable ones, the ones that don't go along with the program. All right? And so you need to know that, because then you can hold them to those standards and you can make sure that you don't fall into any of those categories. The next is the executive committee. The executive committee of the Missouri Republican State Committee shall consist of the chairman, the vice president, the chairman, the vice chairman, the secretary, the treasurer, the state financial chairman, one member of the Missouri Republican State Committee from each congressional district as appointed by the state chairman and approved by the MRSC, and other such persons not to exceed four as the chairman may designate and the MRSC approves. That's your executive committee. These are the grand poobahs. These are the guys that are up at the top, all right? This will be your captains of finance and industry, and there will be attorneys in this number, and economists, accountants. There will be people in this number up here that will do everything they possibly can to keep the Missouri Republican State Committee in the federal jurisdiction as opposed to on the flesh and blood, you know, ground, the dirt, the soil of this state. The state. And I have to watch my own language now because I'm learning new things. But there's this alternate layer. There's this alternate layer of government. It's not even government. It's just a facade. It's like you know, the game we play when we were children, these Etch-a-Sketch boards. Remember those things? A cardboard board with kind of a gray coating on one side. It had a little film like saran wrap over it. And you got it with a little pencil, a stylus, no lead in it. And you could draw a picture of a whatever you had in mind on that. And then when you were tired of your picture, you just lift up a piece of that film, and the image goes away. Well, that's what's happened to our government. Our government's still there. It's just covered by this saran wrap film, the appearance of government. Go look in the mirror. Raise your right hand. The appearance of government is the guy that's in the mirror that's raising his left hand while you're raising your right. It has the appearance of government. It has the appearance of jurisdiction. It has the appearance and semblance of government, but it's not our government. It's a legal fiction, and we can end it. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening today. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with
my name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcast.